1968. Go Cards. Kickoff by Jaden Mason, long but to the left, and goes out at the 21. So, as most of the other times today, we'd have to imagine that they'll take it at the 35-yard line. Fremont has had one good drive today and ended in a touchdown, but other than that, they have been able to get absolutely nowhere offensively. Lights are now shining here from Ferris State University. As the defense for the Cardinals back on the field. Nice venue here from Ferris State. Playing on the turf, and looks like there may be a timeout. Oh, it looks like instead of the 35, they'll choose to move 5 yards back and re-kick it. So a little huddle around Mike Seltzer this time. As Jaden Mason, I think that's the third time he's kicked it out of bounds on the kickoff today. So break the huddle around Seltzer and go back to kick it off. Good crowd on hand, spread out through the home side, and also good representation for Fremont. See them across from me in the press box. 10:13 left on the clock here in the second quarter, and a re-kick this time from the 35-yard line. For each 7:47, and there's still 10 minutes left in this first half. Jaden Mason will kick it deep. Once again, this goes to the left side, but it will be caught in the third row, bringing it back across the 20, makes one good cut, and down right at the 30-yard line. And this isn't a good sign, as there is a Cardinal down holding his arm, and I believe that's Aaron Blackwell, who is holding his shoulder and rushing as fast as he can to the sidelines. His week one against Shepherd, he had a huge week. His makes it to the sidelines and instantly keels over. So Jess will have to come over and take a look at him for Big Rapids. As he instantly makes his way to the trainer's bench. Fremont will take the field offensively now. Snap, once again, quick handoff. This time to the left side of the line, and everybody is there to make the stop. Elliot Blair, Dorian Martin, and Logan Youngs, the three ones to get there first. 34-6. Under 10 minutes now, and the clock is running. It'll bring up second down and about seven. From the 35-yard line, Fremont trying to chunk away at this lead. They lost last week to Reed City 44-6, trying to prevent that again. Bowman got a good jump on the play, and it's a quarterback keeper. Andre rushing towards the sideline, and he will be brought down shy of the 30. So a tackle for loss. As it was Dorian Martin on the rush and brought him down in the backfield. Clock coming down to 9 minutes left in this first half. 34-6. Cardinals lead the Packers. Andre under center, 3rd and 13 from the 29-yard line. It's a pass play. Steps back, chucks it downfield, and about 3 yards ahead of his receiver, as he had Kane Weeding going down the center of the field. Logan Youngs, he was behind him in coverage. Weeding must have gotten a good jump. A nice play action that time by Fremont. Youngs may have bit, but Weeding was able to beat him in coverage. But the pass, luckily, was incomplete. Now it's 4th down and 13, 29-yard line. 8:43 left in this first half, 34-6, the Cardinals lead. Punt formation again. Who else but Jace Gray, who already has a punt return for a touchdown this game, back to receive the punt. Christian Kennedy is Almost ready to kick it, but timeout is called. That'll be the Cardinals' final timeout of this first half with 8:43 left. We'll go ahead and take another 30-second break here from Big Country 100.9.
Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, your banking should fit your schedule, not the other way around. Isabella Bank has been saving, lending, planning, and investing in your community since 1903. With our Anywhere product options, including mobile deposit, online bill pay, and person-to-person payments, it's like having your own personal bank teller at the touch of a finger. Life is unpredictable. Your banking shouldn't be. Isabella Bank. Bank local. Bank anywhere.
No timeouts left in this second quarter for the Cardinals. 8:43 left on the clock here in this second quarter. 34-6, the Cardinals lead the Packers. Both teams breaking their huddles now. Jace Gray, as I mentioned before the break, back to return. Christian Kennedy is back to punt. Gray scored the first touchdown of the day, had a punt return touchdown. So I'm sure the Packers are mindful of that now. It's a bit of a rugby punt. Christian Kennedy, he will pass it, and it's picked off. Taking it back down the left sideline and out just before the 15 is Jacob Roach, who made the pickoff on the fake punt. It looks more or less like a rugby punt, but Christian Kennedy brought the ball by his helmet and decided to throw it across the field, and Jacob Roach was right there to stop it, which we see him only defensively on this team. And he made a nice play. The senior defensive back gets his first interception of the season. Just the third person to be added to that list this season, as Jace Gray and Jaden Mason had the only two interceptions. Those both came in week one against Shepherd. But once again, good field position for the Cardinals offense. Jaden Mason back with Nathan Smith to his right. Puts Logan Youngs in motion. It's a triple option. He'll fake the handoff to Smith up the middle, tosses to Youngs, and he'll be brought down a yard shy of the line of scrimmage, so he'll lose a yard. It'll be second down and 11 from the 17-yard line. Clock winding down to almost 8 minutes now. 34-6, Cardinals lead, and they're knocking on that door, ready to expand it even further. Two wide receivers both sides, five down linemen, and Nathan Smith to the right of Jaden Mason in the shotgun. Quick bubble screen left. Martin makes a catch, makes a nice cut to the outside, racing towards the end zone, and he's in. Touchdown, Cardinals. That makes it 40-6 now, and we haven't even made it to halftime. There's still over 7.5 minutes before halftime, still 7:49 left. And they've done it multiple ways. They've done it on special teams. They've done it with their legs. They've done it with their arms. It's that time, a bubble screen, passing touchdown. Jaden Mason has two rushing touchdowns. Jace Gray with a punt return. Jace Gray with also a rushing touchdown. And Logan Youngs with a rushing touchdown. Adam Bowman with the kick. It's a line drive kick, up and good. So it will be 41-6, 7:49 left on the clock here in the second quarter. We'll take a quick 30-second break. You're listening to Big Rapids High School Football on Big Country 100.9.
The all-new 2018 Ford EcoSport has all the things you need in any lifestyle, trip, adventure, you name it. Find yours at Babb Ford off US 10 in Reed City or visit BabbFordSales.com.
The 2018 Ford F-150 is Motor Trend's Truck of the Year. 3.0-liter power-stroke turbo diesel makes the F-150 one of the most reliable, powerful Ford trucks today. Find yours at Babb Ford off US 10 in Reed City.
Tradition since 1954, Babb Ford offers the most reliable service with Ford Master Certified Techs for all auto and body work. Visit BabbFordSales.com and get to see the specialists at Babb Ford.
Cardinals getting ready to receive the kick. 7:49 left in this second quarter. 41-6 after the Dorian Martin receiving touchdown. And Aaron Blackwell, after running off the field looking like he hurt his shoulder fairly bad, will be back to kick. has his hand in the air, just waiting for the whistle as Fremont's still getting set. Whistle blows, and Blackwell will kick it right down the middle. One bounce and pass the returner and into the end zone. That's a touchdown. Ball will come out to the 20 as it was misplayed by Carlos De Los Santos, who came up on it, bounced right past him and into the end zone. Ball placed at the 20. First and 10 for the Packers. 41-6. Packers in a big deficit right now. And it looks this time like there's a timeout called by the Packers. Both teams huddled up. Wasn't a big representation by the referees whether it was a timeout or not. But it's been a good game. You look back last week and Coach Seltzer was concerned about how lightly they ended up taking Howard City Tri-County as looking back at the game, you know, thought that they did take it a little bit too lightly and that the Jace Gray touchdown right at the beginning of the game, that 53-yard touchdown, gave them a false sense of ease in that game. And they also put the ball on the ground a few times with fumbles early in the game that really made it tough for them when they did try to make that comeback in the second half. Just made it a lot tougher to try to get back. Came down to the last drive of the game where they couldn't quite get it done. And is another thing that Coach Seltzer said, this offense that he has created here for Big Rapids is designed to chew the clock, not fight it at the end of the game, and that was another big factor that really came with them being on bottom of that 26-20 game. So defense lined up for Big Rapids. Jake Martinson now in on defense, one of the first times tonight we've seen him. Him and Jace Gray back there at the safety positions as it's a 5-4 up front with no wide receivers in the set for Fremont. They have the three running backs and a packed offensive line. Under center, the handoff right up the middle, Zane Weeding. And he's taken down after just a couple yards gains. Looks like the referee will give them 2 yards. So it'll be second down and 8 from about the 22-yard line. Clock running. 7.5 minutes left in this first half. Stick around for the Big Rapids Public Schools halftime report once we get there. Should have some stats for you at the midway point as there's plenty of them to go over. Already touchdowns to talk about with multiple people's names on that list, including Jaden Mason, Jace Gray, Logan Youngs, and now Dorian Martin after the last drive. There's a quick handoff up the middle again, and they'll give them maybe a half yard this time. As once again, I was tricked out by that play, not exactly sure who had the ball. It was Weeding who came up off the pile, but didn't have the ball, maybe just set it down after he was tackled, and it's third down and 8 still from the 22. Under center, Andre ready to take another snap. Gets it and hands it off to the third running back in this set. And it's Zane Stroven making his way towards the right sideline, but will only get about a yard past the line of scrimmage. And once again, another fourth down faced by these Fremont Packers. Clock down to 6 minutes left in this first half, 41-6. Cardinals lead the Packers. And the punt return unit back out on the field, Jace Gray deep. Last time Fremont came out to punt, they decided to run a fake punt, and Jacob Roach came up with his first interception of the season. Seems like Coach Mike Seltzer has pulled out all the stops. Last week they didn't run much at Tri-County because they said they did a good job at stealing the edges on them, so chose to go with the pass game, which worked out well for Jaden Mason, but this time they've really had a good balance here on this first home game. Laser kick, and Jace Gray will think about it a few times but decide to back off. Same with Nathan Smith. That'll be picked up just shy of the 45. Looks like they'll mark it down at the 44. And this will be one of the longest fields that this offense for Big Rapids has faced this game. So Jace Gray coming off the field now, Jaden Mason coming back in. You'll wonder how long he plays because there isn't another true quarterback on this roster right now. Second string right now is marked as Dorian Martin, but that's if they're in a pinch. They'd run a lot of wildcat if he had to be in that quarterback position on the field. 41-6, 5:18 left in this first half. Snap and the handoff to Nathan Smith right up the middle, and he just chugs along for about 4 yards. Looks like they'll mark him down at about the 59, so it'll be second down and 5. Clock keeps running, under 5 minutes now left in this first half. Nathan Smith to the left of Jaden Mason in the shotgun. Now switches to his right as Mason checks the play. Wide receiver split out on both sides. Snap, and once again, handoff to Smith up the middle, who breaks through the line and to the right hash and will be brought down by a few Packers. Weeding in on the play, along with Austin Kuchel. As Weeding walking towards the sideline. And it will be a referee's timeout, it looks like, as maybe an equipment malfunction for Weeding, who slowly came off the sideline. It looks like maybe another change. Oh, the timeout is called to come out and measure for the first down. Players were coming on and off the field for Fremont, and all of a sudden I saw the chains come out, and imagine that's what it's for. So it looks like they will measure first down marker. Won't be long enough for it, so the chains will move. First down for Nathan Smith and the Cardinals. 41-6. Chains move. First and 10 from the Packers' 46-yard line. This is probably the longest possession time we've seen on a drive so far for the Cardinals. They've scored fairly quickly every time they've gotten the ball. Snap, wide receiver put in motion. It's a sweep to the left. He's got a lot of room, and this time it's Caden Jackson who has the carry, and he's pushed out of bounds just past the 25-yard line, but there is a flag way back in the backfield sitting just shy of the 40. Clock stopped at 4:09 with Jackson coming out of bounds. The junior gets his first good playing time of the season and takes advantage of it, taking a wide receiver jet sweep to the left side. But we'll see if it stands with the flag down in the backfield. And they will start counting back from the 46, so the penalty does go against the Cardinals, but just only 5 yards as it's down at the 49-yard line. So it'll be first down and 15 for the Cardinals on the 49-yard line. They're back into their own territory. 41-6, 4:09 left on the clock. Whistle blows. Clock starts rolling. It's Brett Dockstader, this time on the jet sweep, and he'll be brought down after getting past the 50. Had about 3 or 4 yards on that play. Really getting these backup wide receivers in and getting them some playing time. That's a wide receiver sweep to both sides now. That includes Brett Dockstader and Caden Jackson, although Jackson's play didn't stand. And as I mentioned earlier, we've seen him only on defense. Now Jacob Roach in on offense. It's Roach and Caden Jackson on the right side, along with Larry Rogers and Brett Dockstader on the left. So it's a pass play. Mason heaves it downfield, and trying to make the play was Larry Rogers, but couldn't do it, just off his hands. Some tight coverage that time on the outside. So an incomplete pass brings up third and 12. Looked like Carlos de los Santos on the coverage. Excuse me, it looked like Garrett Vischer on the coverage that time. Once again, having a hard time reading the numbers off of these jerseys. So, on a third and long situation with 3:18 left in this first half, both wide receivers go in motion, and there's a flag automatically down. So, Jaden Mason will just run towards the left sideline, get towards the first down marker, and jump out of bounds as Caden Jackson went in motion, and Brett Dockstader also did, just saw Jackson coming across, threw his hands up, and said, that wasn't supposed to happen. So in a 41-6 game, 3:18 left on the clock, penalty goes against the Cardinals. They're 5 yards backed up, 3rd and 17 now for the Cardinals. Mason from the shotgun, tight set this time, puts Dockstader in motion, the snap and the handoff up the middle, and a big hit once he gets past the line of scrimmage. It was Aaron Blackwell who got the handoff that time and ran into one of his own linemen. That'll bring up 4th down and long, so I'd imagine in a blowout game like this, it's 41-6 in the first half. We'd see the punter come out, and that we will. Jaden Mason and Adam Bowman way back to try to punt this away. Under 3 minutes left in this first half. 41-6, I imagine, would be a rolling clock. I believe after 30 points, it should be a rolling clock as Mason punts it straight away. Nice punt downfield. Bounces past the 10 and picked up by Jace Gray. They'll mark it at the 6-yard line, so a nice play by the special teams. Really have come out and shown some great plays, whether it's a touchdown or that time downing it inside the 10-yard line. Special teams has been doing their job phenomenally today. So last week, defensively for the Cardinals, the secondary was one of the things that Coach Seltzer was most happy about. You know, in the heat of the game, if you were listening or there watching, it felt like the pass game was more effective for Tri-County, although they only ended up throwing 3 passes. Now, 2 of those went for touchdowns, but there was no big plays through the air. It was all close to the end zone, inside the red zone sort of stuff, as there's a handoff up the middle, and Cortland Carson will be brought down for the Packers. Looks like he may have lost a few on the play on first down. They'll give him forward progress and put him back at the line of scrimmage. It'll be 2nd down and 10 from the 6 with just 2 minutes left in this first half. Braun Schneider was really close with every one of his passes last week for the Vikings, but, you know, missed just a few here and there, and also Bryce Holman had some trouble hauling them in, but threw right to his receivers when they needed it. 2 touchdown passes from him. But other than that, Coach Seltzer was fairly happy with his secondary. So the snap and the handoff once again up the middle and brought down quickly. Christian Kennedy in on the carry. Brought down after a short gain. They'll mark it at the 9-yard line, so 3 yards picked up for Kennedy. Minute and a half left before halftime. Once again, I mentioned it earlier. Stick around for the Big Rapids Public Schools halftime report. 41-6 game. Plenty of scoring plays to talk about and defensively as well. Under center, Andre takes the snap, handoff this time to a new running back, one we really haven't seen tonight, and that's Sean Murphy, the junior who took the handoff and went left of the line. Usually we've seen it barrel down in the middle, but that time decided to stretch it out a bit towards the left sideline. Didn't work well, and it's 4th and 10 as he lost 3. 41-6, clock's rolling, 35 seconds and counting. Imagine that Mike Seltzer and the Cardinals not trying to do too much before halftime with already a commanding lead. So 4th down and 10, punt team comes out as Cardinals just waiting as marching band for Big Rapids making their way out to the sidelines as they'll let the clock roll down a bit. And then I believe Fremont takes a timeout. They do take a timeout. We'll take it with them 30 seconds. We'll be back here with high school football on Big Country 100.9.
McCosta County Collision, dented, broken, busted, we fix it.
I have a dilemma.
A quandary?
Predicament.
Sounds like a pickle.
Could be, because if I drive my car to you to be fixed, I can't drive my car to work.
Well, we could fix that. We have free loaner vehicles at McCosta County Collision.
Loaner cars?
Yep.
Free?
Yep.
Then I guess I really don't have a conundrum.
Plight.
Pickle.
We're a pickle-free zone, sir. Now, I just need some information about what you have in
the
towing.
Free estimates, lifetime warranty, DuPont Paint. McCosta County Collision, Northland Drive in Morley, 231-307-3101. 231-307-3101.
Seconds left on the clock here in the second quarter, 41-6. Cardinals lead the Packers. I'm Riley Edwards. Once again, to mention it in the pregame, flying solo today. Jeff Scarpelli couldn't quite make it here, so couldn't find a fill-in. I was happy enough to do it by myself. Figured done it for baseball a few times, so football couldn't hurt. And it's been a high-scoring game in terms of the Cardinals. Fremont's a different story, but it's 41-6. Big Rapids ahead. The punt away. Jace Gray will pick it up off a few bounces. Fights towards the left sideline. He's at the 40, fighting ahead to the 30, making a spin, and finally getting out of bounds, being pushed hard. And there's a flag towards the sidelines, maybe getting him for a late hit as he was brought down by Carlos de los Santos on the left sidelines. It's the only thing I could see apparent, maybe a late hit or unnecessary roughness pulling him out of bounds. They'll stop the clock with 6 seconds. I feel like there's a good chance we may see a knee here and just take both teams into the locker room. But once again, there was a good return by Jace Gray, and with the penalty, we'll see how close it gets him. Maybe just one last toss towards the end zone for the Cardinals. As it's Aaron Blackwell coming out in the backfield next to Jaden Mason. Two wide receivers split out both sides from the shotgun. It's a handoff to Blackwell. He's rushing towards the sidelines to the 10, and he's staying up and diving towards the end zone, and he gets in for a touchdown. And it was a close play. Christian Kennedy tried to make a diving tackle, tripped him up. He was helped by Cortland Carson, who also had his hands on him. But Blackwell is able to keep his composure and dive towards the end zone, as that is another touchdown, 47-6. Fremont, and also some of the Big Rapids players trying to rush towards their locker room. But you score a touchdown, you have to go for the extra point, as both teams are ready to just try to get this second half on the road. 47-6. And Adam Bowman back to kick the extra point. Snap is down, the kick is up, and it is good. That makes it 48-6 with the extra point. Zeros on the clock, and now the teams can finally make their way to the locker room as they were trying to rush there just a moment ago. I've mentioned it a few times. Stick around for the Big Rapids Public Schools halftime report with myself, Riley Edwards. We'll take a 3-minute break and be back with that Big Rapids Public Schools halftime report right here on Big Country 100.9.
Owning a business is a labor of love, but frankly, your insurance shouldn't make more work for you. As a business owner, you rely on relationships. Schuberg Insurance Agency believes the best relationships are honest, upfront, and fair. You can depend on the Schuberg Insurance Agency and Michigan-based Frankenmuth Insurance to personally work for you on your insurance needs. So if you are looking for a proactive partner and not a part-time assistant, let's have a frank conversation about your business insurance. Call Schuberg Insurance Agency today at 231-796-5881 or visit us at schubergagency.com.
Quality. We can all use more of it in our lives, and at Quality Car and Truck Repair, quality is what you get. Quality parts, quality work by certified mechanics, a quality facility with the most up-to-date diagnostic technologies, quality customer care, quality know-how on what your vehicle may need and when, a Bosch service center and AAA-approved repair center. Put some quality into your car care. Stop in or call Quality Car and Truck Repair, 220th Avenue and Perry, just west of 131 Big Rapids.
The used vehicles at Bettenbaker Big Rapids are carefully selected, safety inspected, and priced for any budget. When you visit BettenbakerBigRapids.com, every used vehicle is listed with low, low payments starting at, get this, $25 a month. Bettenbaker Big Rapids has a used or GM-certified pre-owned vehicle for any buyer, for any budget. And as part of the Bettenbaker Auto Group, we have access to hundreds of other vehicles like that. Find it all at BettenbakerBigRapids.com. See it all at Bettenbaker Chevy Buick GMC Northland Drive, Big Rapids.
You wouldn't pay double the price of what your car is worth. Then why pay almost double the price for everyday retail items? Shop Retail Resale in Stanwood and save up to 75% off brand new retail items every day. Retail Resale is always getting new things in stock. Mattresses, curtains, yard games, toys, furniture, pots and pans, towels, dishes, and more. But this stuff is flying off the shelves, so you need to hurry into Retail Resale in Stanwood for up to 75% off at the corner of Northland and 8 Mile, or follow them on Facebook at Retail Resale LLC for updates on new inventory.
In a world where the little guy must make his own way, one auto repair shop forges ahead like no other. Goodwill Auto, serving the area with honesty and integrity, saving transmissions, rebuilding transmissions, fixing the little things, all the way to the big things. Goodwill Auto is the first place you go when you need auto repairs, fixing foreign and domestics, fixing axles to AC to heat. Goodwill Auto does it all, now showing in Big Rapids, just west of 131.
The Big Rapids Virtual School is your alternate path to graduating high school. Available 24 hours, 7 days a week, students have full educational access to learn at their own pace. For more information about Big Rapids Virtual School, call 796-3489.
Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, your banking should fit your schedule, not the other way around. Isabella Bank has been saving, lending, planning, and investing in your community since 1903. With our anywhere product options, including mobile deposit, online bill pay, and person-to-person payments, it's like having your own personal bank teller at the touch of a finger. Life is unpredictable. Your banking shouldn't be. Isabella Bank. Bank local. Bank anywhere.
The all-new 2018 Ford EcoSport has all the things you need in any lifestyle, trip, adventure, you name it. Find yours at Babb Ford off US 10 in Reed City or visit BabbFordSales.com.
The 2018 Ford F-150 is Motor Trend's Truck of the Year. 3.0-liter power-stroke turbo diesel makes the F-150 one of the most reliable, powerful Ford trucks today. Find yours at Babb Ford off US 10 in Reed City.
Tradition since 1954, Babb Ford offers the most reliable service with Ford Master Certified Techs for all auto and body work. Visit BabbFordSales.com and get to see the specialists at Babb Ford.
This is Big Rapids Public Schools Superintendent Tim Heist. We have a mission statement at Big Rapids Public Schools. It states that we are here to ensure that each student reaches their highest potential as educated, contributing citizens. Of course, any mission statement is only as good as the ability to achieve that mission. And at Big Rapids Public Schools, the effort, ability, and opportunities are tremendous. For parents, classroom volunteers, support staff, the over 140 certified teachers and paraprofessionals, and for the administrators, there is nothing more important than the success of the more than 2,000 students who come into class every school day. At every level, we work to match teaching styles to learning styles. We integrate technology, gathering resources and tools to afford every student every opportunity for success in school and after graduation. We offer virtual studies through Big Rapids Virtual School as an alternative pathway to graduation and success beyond school. We provide exceptional programs for students with special needs. We round out the educational experience for all with advanced placement classes and dual enrollment at Mid-Michigan Community College and Ferris State University for college credit. In addition, we provide vocational training through the Macosta Osceola Career Center. At the high school level, we field 23 athletic teams, a quiz bowl team, robotics, and host a number of clubs and organizations that work in the schools and out into the community. Our students can also participate in our state-honored and regionally acclaimed dramatic arts, industrial arts, visual arts, and instrumental and vocal music programs. In fact, Big Rapids is one of only 17 districts in the state to be recognized as a best community for music education. Our middle school has comprehensive enrichment programs including Spanish, art, choir, technology, physical education, band, and jazz band. Our elementary schools have continued to receive recognition for their focus on academics, student leadership, and physical fitness. The overall result is that Big Rapids District has not only met rigorous national standards for quality, Big Rapids has become the school of choice in this area. Big Rapids High School has been recognized as a top American high school by Newsweek and as a U.S. News and World Report silver medal school, placing BRHS in the top 6% in the nation. Our elementary and secondary schools have also earned the state awards of a Michigan Blue Ribbon Exemplary School, a Michigan Beating the Odds School, a Michigan Heart Safe School, and a Michigan Rewards School. The graduation rate at Big Rapids is much higher than the state average, and our staff continues to be actively involved in a district-wide bullying prevention initiative to ensure the safety of our kids. We are well on our way to meeting the mission, but we know that we can always do more, and we will always look for new and better ways to approach our mission and the needs of our students. We invite parents and community members to be a part of the successes of our schools today and tomorrow through PTOs, booster groups, attending school board meetings and open houses, cheering at athletic events, applauding our cultural events, or volunteering. Our schools are a reflection of our community, a community we can all be proud of. For more information about Big Rapids Public Schools, please visit brps.org today.
The Big Rapids Virtual School is your alternate path to graduating high school. Available 24 hours, 7 days a week, students have full educational access to learn at their own pace. For more information about Big Rapids Virtual School, call 796-3489.
I'd like to welcome you into the Big Rapids Public Schools Halftime Report. I'm Riley Edwards, and I've taken you through the first half of action where we've reached halftime. It's 48-6. The Cardinals lead the Packers here from Ferris State University. Still 7:50 left on the clock here for halftime, and we'll take you through that first half. Well, it was a quick start by the Cardinals, which really has been part of their downfall early in this season. Even in Shepherd, they got off to a late start, still came out on top of that game by a decent amount. But you look back last week against Tri-County, they got out to a late start, and it really hurt them in the long run because they came out in the second half, scored 13 of their 21 points in that first half. Or in the second half, and getting all jumbled up. But they come out here in this first half and score 48 points over Fremont. And, you know, that's more than I think you're hoping for. Jeff Scarpelli would have had that on his keys to this game if he was here. He's always talking about getting out to a good start, how that is so important. But you look at this touchdown. It was led by a punt return by Jace Gray with 9:11 on the clock in that first quarter. Didn't take long for him to score. Then you look, Jace Gray scored the second touchdown. 7:13 left on the clock. Had a jet sweep go his way. Had a rushing touchdown of his own. Then Jaden Mason turned on the Jets. 13 seconds left in the first quarter. 59-yard rushing touchdown for him. And then also 10:13 left in the second quarter. He had another touchdown that time for 19 yards. And then you can't forget about Logan Young's rushing touchdown as well. And now it's time for the Schuberg Insurance Agency stats report. Now, really just sticking out the most, all-purpose yardage and touchdowns, really. Three rushes on 83 yards and two touchdowns for Jaden Mason, and that's only with his feet. Then you look at what he's done through the air. With just four attempts, he's completed three passes, 118 yards, and two touchdowns. One of those is a 59-yard touchdown, but still being extremely productive no matter how you get in the ball. Then you look at the rest of the rushing, two attempts for 23 yards for Aaron Blackwell. He had a touchdown, a 19-yard touchdown to end that first half. Then Logan Youngs isn't too far behind him, two rushes for 11 yards. There's been 13 carries, and the person who's had the most has been Jaden Mason. So Coach Seltzer really stretching it around this offense. And then you look at receiving, just three wide receivers who have caught a pass today, one catch for each receiver, Jacob Martinson, Jace Gray, and Dorian Martin. Now Gray and Martin both had receiving touchdowns, and also Martinson caught one pass for 59 yards. Once again, that was your Schuberg Insurance Agency stats report. And now it's time for the Quality Car and Truck Repair Time and Temp Report. It's 8:25 here from Big Rapids. It's reached an even 60 degrees out. Clear skies, blue skies tonight, getting darker. It's been a beautiful night for football. I'm sure the players love it after having some hot, humid first couple weeks. Now, it's supposed to get even lower as time goes on. By 9 o'clock, we're supposed to be under 60 degrees. And virtually no wind, just at 1 mile per hour right now, and zero chance of rain. And that's the biggest thing, especially here on turf. It can get quite slippery with the rain. So we'll step aside for another 2 minutes here on the Big Rapids Public Schools Halftime Report on Big Country 100.9.
Pecosta County Collision, dented, broken, busted, we fix it.
Yeah, there's a small dent in the front where my wife kind of slid into a guardrail.
No problem.
And back bumper scrape where my son sort of backed into a light bulb.
Yeah.
A passenger door, my daughter swung into a fire hydrant. and I just might have punched a small hole in the taillight cover.
We do the big stuff, the small stuff, and we give free estimates. Sir, let me get some information about that.
Free pickup and delivery, lifetime warranty, Mecosta County Collision. Collision repair easy for you. Northland Drive in Morley, 231-307-3101.
The all-new 2018 Ford EcoSport has all the things you need in any lifestyle, trip, adventure, you name it. Find yours at BAB Ford off US 10 in Reed City or visit BABFordSales.com.
The 2018 Ford F-150 is Motor Trend's Truck of the Year. 3.0-liter power-stroke turbo diesel makes the F-150 one of the most reliable, powerful Ford trucks today. Find yours at BAB Ford off US 10 in Reed City.
Tradition since 1954, BAB Ford offers the most reliable service with Ford Master Certified Techs for all auto and body work. Visit BABFordSales.com and get to see the specialists at BAB Ford.
The Schubert Insurance Agency is proud to announce a new insurance company to the area. Frankenmuth Insurance is a Michigan-based company that has been providing high-quality insurance products and unparalleled service since 1868. Let's have a frank conversation about your home, vehicles, business, and life insurance. At the Schubert Insurance Agency, we believe the best relationships are honest, upfront, and fair. If you want to get frank about insurance, let's talk. Call the Schuberg Insurance Agency today at 231-796-5881 or visit us at SchubergAgency.com.
The used vehicles at Bettenbaker Big Rapids are carefully selected, safety inspected, and priced for any budget. When you visit BettenbakerBigRapids.com, every used vehicle is listed with low, low payments starting at, get this, $25 a month. Bettenbaker Big Rapids has a used or GM-certified pre-owned vehicle for any buyer, for any budget. And as part of the Bettenbaker Auto Group, we have access to hundreds of other vehicles like that. Find it all at BettenbakerBigRapids.com. See it all at Bettenbaker Chevy Buick GMC Northland Drive, Big Rapids.
Team left on the clock here before the second half gets started. It's 48-6. Cardinals blowing out the Fremont Packers right now. And we talked about a lot of offensive stats in the Big Rapids Public Schools halftime report, although we're still here. So the Schuberg Insurance Agency stats report, let's continue that now. Defensively, it's been a good night for the Cardinals. They've ran a 5-4, so those five down linemen have really caused problems for this running game of Fremont. They haven't been able to do much, but a lot of team tackling has been involved. It's been spread out throughout this defense. You look at 27 solo tackles by this defense, but also 9 assisted tackles, including Elliot Blair, who has 3 assists, and you also give Adam Bowman an assist, DJ Green Bay, and Cole McKenna all have an assist defensively. But you look at total tackles just in general. Elliot Blair comes out on top with 6. What's new for him is he came into this game after coming off a week against Tri-County where he had 10. And also, defensively, coming in with the most tackles in this game, 17 total tackles. So you add to his, he now has 23 total tackles on the season and leads the season tackle race for the Cardinals. And Adam Bowman was behind him starting this game, 14 total tackles. Ike Lobert with 12, Logan Youngs with 9, and Jake Martinson with 6. And that was just the top 5. It's just defense has been pretty spread around so far today. But you have to mention Elliot Blair's name doing a fantastic job in the middle of this Cardinals defense. And like I mentioned, 6 tackles for him. And then Trevin Rosennagel has been a surprise on defense coming out, but playing extremely well. 5 solo tackles and 5 total tackles as well. So the biggest stat for him, not just the 5 solo tackles, but 2 tackles for loss, and both of them have dropped them for negative 10 yards. So 2 total tackles for loss and 20 yards lost, and that's been a big part for the Fremont Packers is they've come out a couple pass plays and have really lost a lot of yardage, and they've been stuffing them at the line of scrimmage, and I suppose they'll keep doing that in the second half. Adam Bowman comes out as well with 5 total tackles, and then Ike Lobert and DJ Green Bay finish out the top 5 in tackles with 4 apiece. So 3 minutes still on the clock for the teams to come out of the locker room and stretch. We'll take about 2 minutes, and we'll be back here at Ferris State University. Cardinals leading the Packers 48-6 right here on Big Country 100.9.
Hey, this is Big Country's Robin Louise.
You know that bright yellow Big Country sticker you can put on your vehicle? Well, that big sticker can get you $100 cash.
Yeah, just watch for the Big Country Big Truck. We'll be driving around looking for big stickers. And if we spot your sticker on your vehicle, we'll flag you down and hand you $100 cash on the spot.
Congratulations to our latest big sticker winner, Luella from Big Rapids.
You got a bumper sticker.
Yes.
And you know what you get for that?
A great day and $100. You've turned my day around.
Find your Big Country Big Sticker today in Big Rapids at the Mecosta County Welcome Center, South State Street, Michigan Primary Care Partners, Gilbert Road, in Morley at Frank Sporting Goods, North Cass Street, in Reed City, Phil's County Line Service, US 10, in Everett, BC Pizza, West 7th, and the Big Country Studios on 16 Mile Road, Big Rapids.
We just made you a $100 winner.
Big Country 100.9.
Big Rapids HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave?
Yes?
Your 2 o'clock meeting is here.
Ah, perfect. Who am I meeting with?
Dave.
Speaking?
No. Your meeting is with Dave.
I don't understand.
From accounting.
Ah, now we're getting somewhere. Who am I meeting from accounting?
Dave.
Yes?
From accounting.
Yes, you already said that. I just want to know the guy's name.
The guy from accounting?
Who else would I be talking about?
It's Dave.
Of course I'm Dave. Who else would you be telling about a meeting? I just want to know the name of the guy from accounting I'm having a meeting with.
Dave.
Yes?
Sir, I quit.
Fine with me. I need a receptionist who doesn't make me guess who's coming through my door.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at BigRapidsHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
We don't discriminate against people named Dave. Dave is a common name, fun to say, and so we're using it as a catch-all for lackluster bosses everywhere. They post jobs on the big national job boards because they really don't care. Please do not write us to tell us you're a Dave who was insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
When I grow up, I want to paint oil at Quality Car and Truck Repair. Because without clean oil, a car can't run. And without a car, you can't do important things. Like pick your kids up from school in time and take them to soccer practice.
An oil change with semi-synthetic oil, filter, and safety inspection starts at just $16.95 or take $5 off any full synthetic oil change. Appointments accepted but not required for your next quality quick oil change at Quality Car and Truck Repair. 220th and Perry, just west of 131 Big Rapids.
Hit zero here from halftime from Ferris State University. Big Rapids leading Fremont 48-6. And in the MHSAA, when you get after the first half and it's over a 30-point lead, there is a running clock. So as long as it seemed to take that first half to get through, assuming the Cardinals stay out to the lead that they've gotten to, they should move fairly quickly. Thank you for joining me in the Isabella Bank Sports Studios. I'm Riley Edwards, bringing you all the action this year for Big Rapids Cardinals football. And they're right here in week three tonight, made it through the first half. Very well played first half, looking for their third win of the season. They were able to take down Shepherd in week one, fell in a heartbreaker that came down to that final drive last week in Tri-County. But now they're coming out at home, giving their home fans a good game to look at in their favor. Fremont, on the other hand, fans who traveled, probably not exactly what they wanted on their mind for the drive home. 12 minutes up on the clock, both teams in the huddles, getting ready to kick it away. Imagine we'd see a lot more variety of players here for the Cardinals, and even for that matter, probably Fremont, although their roster is quite a bit smaller. Breaking the huddle, Cardinals taking the field now. So I believe they kicked off first, so they may get the ball back, depending on if they chose to defer. Dorian Martin, Chase Gray running back towards the end zone, so I imagine that there will be a kick. Now the kick is going from the 45-yard line. I meant to say past the 50 at the 45-yard line. Not exactly sure what's going on. Maybe there was a penalty, unsportsmanlike conduct of some sort on Big Rapids. But this is not a favorable kick for them. Should be an easy one to either just get it in the end zone or
kick it short. Wouldn't be a bad spot for an onside kick. And it's a little dribbler picked up by Rosenagel, going from left to right. Has some speed, a big stiff arm. He gets to the 30, uses a block from Dockstader, past the 35, and down at the 37-yard line. Player down on the first play for Fremont. Grabbing at the back of his leg, it was Chase Knudsen who was down and now hobbling over towards the sideline. Looks like he's grabbing at that hamstring location. So he's slowly jogging off the field alongside Christian Elviar. And there was a block in the back on Big Rapids, so the kick didn't move him back far enough. They'll move back even further, so forget the 37-yard line. They'll move back quite a ways, back towards the 20, and pass to the 17-yard line. So deep in their own territory, Dorian Martin will come out to start the second half at quarterback. Haven't seen him there, and for a good reason, because really the only time you'd see him there is if Jaden Mason's been hurt. So Martin will get his chance to run some quarterback. As the snap goes straight over his head and diving on it, Aaron Blackwell, he can't get it, goes into the end zone. And that is a safety. So that's 2 points for Fremont, make it a 48-8 game. And Fremont will be getting the ball back. So the first snap of the second half goes straight over the head of Dorian Martin. Tried to dive on it, and Blackwell, the last person to attempt to dive on it, just accidentally bounced it into the end zone. And luckily, you can afford to make that mistake when you're out to a 48-6 lead. Now, 40-point lead. Clock stopped at 11 minutes and 10 seconds here in this third quarter. So we should see a punt from about the 20-yard line here after the safety. Looks like Jaden Mason will come out. So it looks like Jaden Mason come out with the tee. He has it set up at the 20, so he may kick it away. A lot of times on safeties, you'll see a punt back to the kick returners, but Mason will kick it away, as he does now. Big kick up the middle, fading towards the left, and picked up by Sean Murphy, who's going to the right. Just gets past the 35, and a good special teams play. Kicking off from the 20 and downing them at the about 37-yard line. It looks like they're marking him at. Good play by this special teams squad of the Cardinals. They've done a great job defensively and also scoring on special teams today. I know I've said it multiple times, but it's extremely true. Clock is running. I mentioned 30 points ahead in the second half. There will be a running clock in the MHSAA, and that's what we have on our hands here. It's 10:30 and rolling here in this third quarter. 48-8, Cardinals lead the Packers. As there's a discussion with the referees and the ball boy for the Cardinals, maybe accidentally switched out a ball for the Cardinals and the Packers as he went and dug down in a bag and switched them out, made sure both teams had the correct ball. As now Fremont comes out in their T formation. It's a handoff this time to Christian Kennedy down the right sideline. He's got some room, and Jacob Roach will push him out of bounds after the first down. Gets across midfield and to the 48-yard line. So a good run, 37 to the 48. And the chains will move. But as I mentioned, clock's still running because of the running clock. ...15-yard gain that time for Christian Kennedy. They'll come back out, same formations they've been in all night. The snap and the handoff up the middle, but flags fly in the air. And I think there may have been a false start, and that's exactly what it is. So after the first down, they'll take a few steps back. So they'll move the ball back and start the clock running again, already moving much faster than the first half with the running clock. Most of the defensive starters still in, including DJ Green Bay, Elliott Blair, Jacob Roach. Is the handoff once again to Christian Kennedy, running towards the right sideline, and a big tackle made by Matt Zeilinger on the left side of the field. Same play that Kennedy ran on the last one to get them the first down. But this time, Zeilinger had some track down speed and was able to bring him down. 48-8, Cardinals lead the Packers, 8:50 left in this third quarter. Second down and long, 13 to be exact, on the 49-yard line. Andre takes a snap, handoff up the middle. It's a big run for Kane Weeding, and he makes it down past the original line of scrimmage and even further to about the 42-yard line is where they will mark him. And that'll be third down and four for the Packers. Defense trying to come up with another third down stop. They did a good job of it all night. Snap, handoff to the left side. Weeding again, and he'll be brought down extremely close to the first down. And it will be marked short. It's fourth down and inches in within 1 yard. Fourth and inches on the 39-yard line. 7.5 minutes left in this third quarter. The snap, same play as Weeding gets across. And pass to the 35, down to the 34 for a first down. Chains will move for the Packers. Seven minutes left now in this third quarter. You may think that just hearing the score now, 48-8, that the Packers went for a touchdown, but no. Last drive on defense, they were able to have a safety off of a fumbled punt, and that gave them 2 points. Also have the ball back now, and they're driving as a handoff to Cortland Carson. Went for about 3 yards. Looks like they'll give him four, just shy of the 30, marked down at the 31. 6.5 minutes left. Cody Andre running in from the sideline with the play, as they've been moving fairly quick on this first offensive drive of the second half. Gets set under center, takes the snap, handoff to Christian Kennedy towards the right side, breaking through. He's got a first down and knocked down at about the 17-yard line. Looks like they'll mark him down even shorter at the 18. Chains will move. 6 minutes now and counting. Another first down, and Fremont has come out of the locker room ready to start to drive, and that's exactly what they've done. Coach Rick Tank, maybe some words of inspiration. Three running backs in the backfield. Under center, Andre takes a snap, hands it off to the third running back, which is Weeding, who is touched by almost every defensive lineman and finally brought down, and they will give him